Andy Chapman joining me on the phone today. Hi, Andy. How are you going?
Mr. Steve D. Good, mate. How's it going?
Very well indeed. For those who might not have caught up with Andy of late, can you just share a bit of your background as a musician, teacher, and the work in Vanuatu that's been happening for some years? Share us with us the Andy Chapman story.
Okay. G'day, One Talks. Andy here from Vanuatu. Well, I'm sort of half Vanuatu now because we've lived there three times over the course of the years. Since moving there in 2007 with our tribe, the whole tribe, we went for a year and three quarters, served with YWAM as teachers, leaders. And then we came back, thought that's finished. And then a friend rings me and says, hey, we've got a spot at a school. Can you come and help with the school? I said, yeah, that'd be cool. Maybe a year or two. So we packed up a container and headed over with the school. That's from Nambour Primary. That's a plug for Nambour Primary. Thank you. And I became the principal of a school for 3 years, a mission school, which was a shock to me, but really helped me grow like as a leader. Like, it was an incredible time, really a blessing to help poor families out in Salali Prima area, just north of the capital, Port Vila. And so after that, again, we sold everything after 3 years. We thought, oh, that's it. So we're coming home. All the kids come home as well. But years later, we were visiting. We visited every year, probably twice a year. Gee, what happened then? Cyclone Pam hit 8 years ago in March, which brings me to the next story in a second. And so we went over to help with food aid, et cetera, and we felt to search out for a plot of ground. So we found a nice piece of ground on Pungon Point, which has some of the best surf breaks in Vanuatu. I shouldn't say that on air, should I?
Well, these things are always, an added bonus.
Oh, that's a secret spot. Nah, don't tell them that. Anyway, so
it's just between you and me.
Just, yeah, and a few thousand people. So we found this plot of ground, felt really inspired to purchase it or lease it. So we started clearing ground in 2016. Without a job and without a sort of a way in. In 2017, we went back as Australian volunteers with the Australian Government Initiative and volunteered with youth again. It was so good. And we used that money to help build a house. And we moved in February 2020, like officially. My visa had run out. Shani's, my wife's, she still had some time on her visa with Australian volunteers. And then COVID hit and they pulled the pin. And so Shani's contract was cancelled. Our visas were cancelled and we were grappling to stay, but had to come back. It was heart-wrenching because we left family and friends and everything we took over there. So we came back with a couple of suitcases and, most importantly, my favourite surfboard and guitar. That's how we arrived in Australia. We sort of rebuilt from there and started teaching again part-time. And last year in September was the first time in 2.5 years the borders opened for tourists because we lost our residential visas. And we went back and, oh, man, it's so good to go back. We so love the people. And our daughter, island daughter Vivian, was looking after our place and she did such a great job and we're really excited. So we went back again in January this year, survived a little cyclone. I've forgotten the name of that one. But it was a Cat 2 that sort of softened us up for these two cyclones that just happened probably 3 weeks ago now, the twin cyclones that hit Vanuatu really heavily, Cyclone Judy and Cyclone Kevin, Category 4, just smashed everything. It was worse than Cyclone Pam in 2015. So we're trying to raise funds, or we are raising funds and sending gifts, etc., to Vanuatu to help people with no food, no water, no shelter, no clothes. That's where we're at. It's huge.
It is huge, and our hearts certainly go out to the well, for you, it's kind of like a family as well as friends in Vanuatu, and no doubt they're doing things pretty tough. So you have organised a fundraiser, a musical night, a night to get together, just to celebrate, in a sense, the musical talents of those locally, but more importantly, to raise some funds for the folks doing it tough in Vanuatu. Share about the fundraiser that's coming up this weekend.
So me and my mates, Tribe Lemifala, making one good fellow Sing Sing. Sunday afternoon, I better stop speaking Bizlama so most of you can understand. So it's Sunday afternoon at Crafter's Heart, which is the best cafe on the coast, slash, what is it, op shop? And that's open for food and drinks, and et cetera. We have some artists, so I better tell the date. Sunday, 19th of March, that's this Sunday afternoon at Crafter's Heart, Manbore. 3:30 till 6:30, cafe, food and drinks available, featuring the talents of Yossi Mendoza, aka, that's Joseph Prisk for anyone that might just know. Yes. Joe. He's amazing. I went and saw his little concert last Saturday. Andy Chapman and Tribe, that's yours truly, musicianaries. Jason Daniels, our good friend, and Hannah Olivia, who just come back from tour. They're awesome. And Asher Bow, our second-born son, is going to close out the night with his original beats and music and stuff. So it's going to be cool. It's a donation on entry, and a donation's during the night. There's a sausage sizzle, there's cafe, so it's family-friendly. That's why we're going to have it at that time. we got most of the tribe together, the Chapman tribe, to sing or play. It's going to be cool.
It's going to be marvellous. So this Sunday evening, 44 Price Street, Nambour, is where you'll find Crafter's Heart. Andy, it's just been a wonderful opportunity to catch up with you and find out what the Chapman family's been up to in the last little while. Thanks so much for sharing, and wishing you all the very best and many funds raised for the folks in Vanuatu this Sunday.
Thanks, buddy. And, we're personally in contact with a lot of people, and they're really still without power, without water, without good food and clothes. So it is desperate need. And being a third world country, I mean, they've got great help from Australian and New Zealand Navy, et cetera, but there's still outlying places that we know that they're hungry and they're thirsty, they need water filters, et cetera. So that's where the money's going. It's going direct for those families and a ministry called Life Changer, which is my old school in Vanuatu. They're doing amazing stuff in and around Afate Island, Port Vila. Thank you, Steve. Bless you guys. Bless you, listeners. Love to see you there Sunday.